It's that time again. Gather around on the carpet squares and have a seat, my dearies. Snack time in just a bit. But now it's time for a story with Lady Ariella in the playroom. All right, little ones. It's time for another story from years gone by. Are you ready?
Yeah!
Is it another story from the Brothers Grimm?
Grimm, sweetheart. And no, not today. Today's story is an old, old story from Japan. It's called Shippetaro. Does that sound exciting?
I honestly have no idea.
I thought as much. Anyway, our story begins with Brave Soldier, who was a very brave man in Japan.
Is that how he got his name?
You know, some people say there's no such thing as a stupid question.
Yeah?
I'm not one of those people. So, Brave Soldier was on a long journey.
Well, let's see. I've crossed over the rivers and the plains. Now I have to go through the woods and the mountains.
So he came to a great forest, and the trees were so thick and tall that the sun could never enter there. He hurried along the mossy path.
I must reach the next village before dark.
But wasn't it super dark already under all those big trees?
I must reach the next village before night, or else I can find no place to sleep.
After a time, he seemed to be going up a mountain. And as he hurried on, it seemed to be getting darker and darker.
No, he was under the trees. We talked about this.
I guess when he started up the mountain, he left the forest. I'm sure they left that detail out. And if they didn't, well, I don't care.
There must be a storm coming, for I hear the trees rustling and sighing.
See? He's still in the trees.
Don't care.
I must hurry. I don't care to be out in a storm.
Brave Soldier walked as fast as he could, hoping to find a village. The wind rushed through the trees, and the rain hammered on the treetops above.
If I do not soon find a house or a village, I will lie down under the trees for the night. They are my friends, and will not allow any harm to come to me.
So why did he just stop there?
Because he had no sooner said this than he came upon a clearing. It was not so dark there, and Brave Soldier saw some kind of house in the middle of the open space. He went to it.
Why, it is an old temple. It looks as though only bats have been here in 100 years.
No palace ever seemed more welcoming than this old temple did to this tired traveler. He found the corner where the roof leaked the least, curled up in his cloak, and was soon fast asleep.
Nothing makes me sleepier than the smell of wet guano.
In the middle of the night, a terrible noise awoke the traveler. It was the sound of an army of cats, each one seeing if they could make the most noise. Finally, when they had stopped, perhaps to catch their breath, he heard a voice saying,
"Remember, do not tell this to Shippetaro. All is lost if Shippetaro knows about it."
Brave Soldier thought to himself,
"I wonder what they are up to. I will just remember that name, Shippetaro, for he seems to be quite an important person around here. It's possible that I may meet him someday."
Then he rolled over and went to sleep.
You ever try to sleep with an army of cats making noise next to you?
Well, he was very good at sleeping, apparently. It's a classically heroic trait, after all. So in the morning, when he woke, the sun was shining, and he had no trouble finding his way. Soon he came to a village, but on all sides he heard weeping and sobbing. All were dressed in white, a sign that someone is dead or dying. Brave Soldier went to an old man and asked,
"What is the matter? Who is dead or dying?"
Instead of answering, the old man pointed to a little cottage at the end of the street. So Brave Soldier made his way that way. Soon he passed by some children sitting at the doorway of a house.
"Can you tell me, little ones, why all the people of this village are weeping?"
The The children, too, only pointed at the same cottage.
Gee, this part of the story really doesn't translate well into an audio story, does it?
Now, children, what did we say about being meta?
Sorry, Lady Ayala.
Well, I should hope so. Anyway, when Brave Soldier came to the house, an old woman and an old man were weeping, and a little girl was trying to comfort them.
Do not weep so, dear grandparents. I am not afraid to go. I am sorry to leave you, but someone must go, and all the other women of the village will take care of you when I am gone.
What is the matter? Where are you going, and why is everyone weeping so?
All right! We get it!
I am going up to the temple tonight. Every year, someone must go, or else the monster will destroy the village. There is no one else to go this year, so I will go.
Weren't there a bunch of other kids right down the street?
Yes, but they don't count, because... reasons?
They will put me in the basket you see by the door and carry me to the old temple in the woods and leave me there. I don't know what happens then, for those who have gone never come back.
Are they whisked away to live happily ever after with all the good children of the world?
Oh, sweet child. I very much look forward to you learning the meaning of the word disabuse.
Where is this temple?
It is up the hill in those woods.
And the little girl pointed up to the very temple where he had spent the night. So Brave Soldier remembered what he had heard the night before.
Is there anyone around here named Shippetaro?
Shippetaro? Well, that's our family dog. And he's the nicest dog you ever saw, too.
Just then, a lean black dog came around the corner and began to lick the head of its mistress.
This is Shippetaro. Is he not a fine fellow? Everyone loves him.
Yes, indeed, he is a brave-looking dog. I want to just borrow just such a dog as that for one night. Would you let me have him for so long?
If you will bring him back, for he must stay here to take care of grandmother and grandfather.
Wait, you could just go around borrowing dogs back in ancient Japan?
Sure.
Cool.
Uh-huh. Then Brave Soldier told them what he had heard the night before.
I mean to put that dog into the basket instead of you. I will go along to see that no harm comes to him.
The dog seemed to understand.
Roo, run it, Ray Rotor!
They put him into the basket where so many maidens had gone to their deaths.
It's kind of like putting my dog Fido into his crate. He really likes it.
No, it's not like putting your dog... All right, actually, I guess it's not without similarities. Do you often put maidens in the crate and feed them to hungry monsters?
No?
Just me, then. All right. They carried Shippetaro up to the temple. All but Brave Soldier were afraid to stay, but he took out his good sword and lay calmly down. At midnight, he heard the same ghastly sound. But we can just imagine them! Brave Soldier saw the army of cats, led by a giant tomcat, who was really the monster.
Let us feast on the beautiful maiden, as we have so many times before.
Disabuse. So the cats leapt upon the basket and tore away the cover. Out sprang good Shippetaro, every hair bristling.
Ya-da-da-da-da-da!
He seized the tomcat and made short work of him. The other cats saw their leader killed and fled like leaves in the wind. Brave Soldier took Shippetaro back to his home and told the villagers what a brave and good dog he was.
He was the best boy.
And to this day, near that village, the people keep a picture of Shippetaro over their doors to frighten away evil. The end. So, little ones, did you enjoy this tale?
Yeah!
And what have you learned from this tale?
If you're lost in the woods in the dark, it's important to keep moving at all costs.
That is how most of you ended up here, yes. Anyone else?
Cats are inherently evil and want to eat you.
Oh, you did learn about being disabused. How sweet. One more?
If your village is being attacked by a monster, moving should be an option.
Yes, no one ever seems to consider that, do they?
All right, little ones. Time for snacks. You can find them inside that big basket out by the rundown building outside. If it happens to be moving, don't let it worry you. Just rip it apart and dig in!
Hooray!
And you too, my pets. It's time to say goodbye, but don't worry. I'll see you soon inside the playroom.
You have been listening to The Playroom, produced by Seat of Our Pants Players, written and directed by Dan Wenzel. Lady Ariella was Brianna Kuby. Brave Soldier was Andrew Dell. The Cat was Rick Tennant. The Weeper was Jill Wenzel. Shipetaro was Liz Music. The Little Girl was Andy Gastengee. The children and the cats were voiced by the Seat of Our Pants Players cast. Some music and sound effects by www.freesfx.co.uk. This version of Shipetaro was based off the English version written by Teresa Pierce Williston. And yes, that's how the story goes. And if you would like to be a hero like Shipetaro, please consider joining in and being one of our Patreon supporters. Patreon.com/seatofourpantsplayers. And thank you, super thank you, to everyone who's already supporting us.